and it's Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap at the pre-match warm-up. As we look ahead to Manchester City this weekend, now you may have heard we are doing things slightly differently pre-game this season. Team talk is still a thing. Josh Sexton is still a thing. You will find them both on our video subscription service. Now, this show will not be too dissimilar to Team Talk. We will play around with it from week to week and have a little bit of fun with it, but we will still have a caller each week. Today is David Mooney. We still will have three guests. I've got Stalwart, Salmon, Sexton and Stuart in front of me. And Mo, I of course want to get stuck into Manchester City. I want to do a little bit about Strasbourg in part three because the games are so close together. But first of all, pre-season, what have you made of it so far? What have been the positives for you?
I mean, pre-season's still mad, isn't it? Like, I mean, it's still kind of this phony war where we have to kind of remind ourselves that these are football games, but not quite as we know them. And we shouldn't be judging them in the same way. And not everyone gets the memo. But it's been fun. I mean, there was a period where I had enough of football. But when the first pre-season games came back and I saw them playing, I was just like, okay, I'm happy to see some Liverpool football again. I've liked what I've seen from some of the younger players. Obviously, I like Fabio Cavallo's look good. But in terms of kind of extrapolating it forward to the season, it's still too early. We don't know what else they've been doing apart from the games. We don't know what Klopp has told them to do in the games. So we don't know how happy he is from that perspective. But in terms of a squad, I feel like we can compete with anybody.
Josh, I wouldn't go as far as to say what would be keeping the manager up night, because I don't think he operates like that. Park the results for a second, because despite what the internet tells you, losing to Manchester United in a friendly is not that important. But do you think there are things where he is a little bit concerned, maybe one or two challenges? There's obviously been the injuries. Is there anything past that where he would have thought, I wouldn't have minded that going a little bit better?